This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The mastermind of a suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. military service members in Afghanistan in 2021 is dead, killed by the Taliban, says the U.S. The AP's Norman Hall.
U.S. officials say a ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. He was killed during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Islamic State group's affiliate. Islamic State Khorasan is the Taliban's most bitter enemy and top military threat.
Another hat's being thrown into the presidential race.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is expected to announce today that he's running for president. The former two-term Republican governor and former congressman will formally launch his campaign in his hometown of Bentonville. Hutchinson said in a TV interview earlier this month that he intended to run. The 72-year-old conservative has been a rare figure among announced or expected GOP presidential hopefuls in his willingness to criticize former President Donald Trump, calling for Trump to drop out of the 2024 race because of his legal troubles. I'm Donna Warder.
The National Weather Service is warning of heavy rain and severe weather across parts of the central and southern plains today. Fierce storms in Texas may have very large hail, damaging winds and isolated tornadoes. Parts of Florida could see some severe hail today, too, say forecasters. Authorities in the Mexican resort of Cancun say they are trying to identify 8 bodies found dumped there. Feuding drug gangs have caused violence recently in Cancun. GM says its average vehicle price is now over $50,000. This is AP News. Consumer spending makes up the biggest part of the economy. Consumer confidence fell more sharply in April than expected, down to its lowest level since July. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Consumer confidence has fallen again. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 101 this month. It was 104 in March. That's the third time in 4 months that overall consumer confidence has declined. The Conference Board's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor market conditions, inched up slightly. But the board's Expectations Index, a measure of consumers' six-month outlook for income, business, and labor conditions, fell to 68 this month from 74 in March. A reading under 80 often signals a recession in the coming year. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.